Moncrief on News Talk.
Obviously, the whole country is talking about one thing. Rory McIlroy finally completed the career Grand Slam in Augusta after coming out victorious in the Masters after a nail-biting playoff. But the big question everyone is talking about is the kind of mental toughness that he needed to do this, because there was this kind of belief that there was this monkey on his back that he was never going to shake off and that he would just continue to apparently bottle it. But that is not what happened, and he finally got that elusive win. What's been a roller coaster career and a roller coaster game. Sports psychologist and lecturer in TD, Dr. Stephen McIver, joins us to weigh in a bit. Stephen, how are you today?
I'm great, Tom. How are you?
I'm very well. Did you stay up to watch that last night?
I stayed up for a while and then I napped and then I got the end of it. So yeah, we got the crucial parts to it. But yeah, there was definitely some golf going on yesterday.
You must have been, it must have been all the more interesting for you, because we were, God, we didn't know where to look. When they went back, when you had like two or three shots ahead and then suddenly within two holes you'd thrown that away. What was going through your mind?
It just shows the fallibility of all humans, let alone athletes, and where his focus would have shifted to when he gets to that penultimate or ultimate stage. Is he now shifting his attention to, oh my God, if I get this putt, if I get this shot, I'm going to win the green jacket? That doesn't help him perform. And what I find fascinating about the journey of Rory McIlroy is that learning that he's gone through, and owning his past performances allows him then grow from them and see, well, if I'm giving my attention to the results, is it helping me play this shot? If I give my attention to the implications of this, is it helping me play my shot? And I love the piece there on the news when he said all those lovely compliments wishing me well was a hindrance. And that, again, is fantastic insight for us if we want to look at behavioral psychology and how we impact and support ourselves better. Not talking to DeChambeau, brilliant. And obviously, Bob Rotella would have been key to that, because talking to Bob to DeChambeau is only noise. It's only distraction to the bubble he wants to play in.
Right. But doesn't that take a little bit of steeliness to walk past somebody and just say, I'm focused here and best will in the world. I'll ask about your wife and family when we're all finished.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it you know, I love the language that you use, Tom, you know, that steely thing.
Yeah.
Or is it a real deliberate intention that he says, no, if I'm going to support myself here, it's not personal, it's not an issue, but I need to be smarter thinking. And mental toughness, mental strength, steely thinking, it's about learning, smart thinking, that when he was a young kid playing, he was less bothered by opinions, less bothered by the win, but he was still focused on winning and still aware of people. But he was in a different place then. And when we grow, we can carry too much expectation, as he said, carrying that hindrance, which is all well wishes from other golfers, distracts him, and it lowers his ability to be a smart player.
Right. Were you worried yourself that when it had gone on so long, 10 or 11 years, that maybe it was an insurmountable thing in his mind that he wasn't going to be able to get the better of?
Frankly, no, I didn't. What surprised me, and I know he's worked with Bob Rotella for quite some time, and Bob Rotella is phenomenal and incredible experience and knowledge and fantastic grounding. But what we know, no matter how good the psychologist or therapist is, it's very much about how much the actual client buys into the processes. And sometimes that can be tough. We fight against ourselves. Well, I know how to play golf. Someone just need to tell me. And does he really invest in probably the stuff that Bob Rotella talked about, dealing with not distracting himself with people's opinions, not distracting himself with DeChambeau, and also building that very strong connection and grounding with Harry Diamond, his caddy. So planning his performances, it can take time, and it most definitely takes practice over years.
Right. Tell me a bit about this man, Rotella, you're mentioning. He's the go-to guy, is he?
Bob Rotella will be, the absolute go-to guy, obviously in golf, but also across pretty much a lot of sports, but primarily in golf. And again, it's someone for him to recognize, to help Rory recognize that he's absolutely incredible ability. His shots, his amazing skill, his power, his accuracy. And trying to get Rory to shift his attention away from trying to win, focused on winning, focused on results, worrying about what people's opinions are. And ultimately, Tom, to increase his self-awareness, to recognize, well, where am I when I'm playing this golf tournament? Am I carrying too much of that hindrance, external noise? Or am I actually looking for the opportunity to show off and grow my skills? Because that changes our mindset. Instead of dreading, worrying, we're now going, I can't wait to get out in the golf course. I can't wait to actually curl this ball, fade this ball. And that shot on the 15th, which was phenomenal, and the interaction with Harry after that and other shots, it showed a groundedness to him, which was, again, a real growth. Sorry?
That shot on the 15th, my God, we were high-fiving each other around the TV. it seemed like a statement shot, didn't it?
No, it's phenomenal. And again, it just gives you that window to see the absolute freak of talent that he is. He is phenomenal. And he's always had this. You know, if we look back, old enough to know the RTE, the Late Late Show, and him putting the ball into the spin dryer, etc. So he's always had that skill. For me, and it might sound harsh, it's Rory learning how to get out of his own way and letting his skill come out. And that might sound critical, but it's learning. We have to own our past performances to learn from them and to see, well, actually, I care too much what people think. I shifted my attention to worrying about the result instead of going, no, when I let loose and I come with an enjoyment opportunity mindset, that how can I get better? Now, all of a sudden, I'm helping myself perform.
And I'm intrigued to know how close contact would he have had with Rotolo as it went on? Like, would he be talking to him during this on a daily basis?
I would imagine that he would have had most definitely touch points in the days throughout the tournament and possibly even over the last rounds, etc. But Bob Rotella also would have planned and put the work into the planning. So well before he came to Augusta, they would have discussed, well, how do you want to walk into Augusta? Do you want to give a lot of media press things, or do you want to maybe slightly lower that because it's a distraction? Do you want to focus on yourself? I would imagine that Bob Rotella would have worked very keenly with Harry Diamond as well. So when he takes the putter off Harry Diamond, does Harry Diamond, you know, body language add a bit of stress, or does it just ground him and say, listen, you're in Hollywood Golf Club, would you put that in? I want to go for a drink, you know?
Right. Oh, my God. I'm thinking of Thursday. He started brilliantly on Thursday, and then he had a pair of double bogeys that left him 7 shots off the lead. Now, I know he did chat to Rotolo on Friday morning after that, and he told him that Roy said to the media, he wanted to leave what happened behind at Augusta National. That says that Rotolo really is giving him an awful lot of instruction there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And when we look at Rory, you know, is he quite high in his emotionality and his values? And when you look at the live stuff and all the rest, so he's a very strong personality and he puts himself out there quite a lot. Does that help him then in his own cognitions, help him enjoy playing golf? Or is he carrying that extra bit of distraction and stress? So we often think in sport that we, you know, it's very emotional and we need to bring that emotions. No, we need to control our emotions and learning that self-regulation of, no, I'm getting too ahead of myself. No, I need to see the game that I play, the golf, and not the occasion, not the result. So that means reducing our emotionality and being quite deliberate, as you said earlier on, in terms of where his focus is. Where is he giving his attention to that allows him be his best?
Right. There was talk, too, of the methods that he would use to distract himself. They seem a bit crazy now, to be honest. Watch Bridgerton.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, especially with golf tournaments, and if we look at golf itself or we look at tennis, when you have those break-in sets, often the hardest time is the time when you're not doing your skill, when you're not performing. Positive distractions in terms of losing ourselves in watching Bridgerton or watching other stuff. It's also telling us, you know what? I'm in control of my performance. I know what I'm going to do come tomorrow. I know what I'm going to do in my golf plan, etc. But to do that, Tom, we have to invest time in planning our performances. You know, Gary Keegan, fantastic support within the IRF. You would talk about, you know, 9/10 of our performance is in the planning. So when we plan, what mindset we're bringing, not the golf clubs, not the play the course, what mindset I'm bringing, then it allows us to switch off and watch Bridgerton, which then compounds the fact that I know where I am. I know what I'm doing here.
Right. For those who want to improve their golf game listening to this, he also read John Grisham's book, The Reckoning. That might work for them too, if they want to give that a go.
I think it's fascinating. We'll have an uptake in watching Bridgerton. We'll have a major reading spectrum, which would be great. But the thing is, for us to understand, is it took time for Rory to realize, and every person is different and we sit in different places, and even Rory is changing all the time. So we're in different cars driving to hopefully the same destination, but we need to sort of grow that self-awareness. Where am I when I walk onto a golf club?
Right. He's touching base with Rotolo every day, but after the second or third hole yesterday, he's on his own there with his caddy, isn't he? And if he's having any doubts, if he's thinking there is something in me, that's when it's all going to crash into him, isn't it? Has he special techniques at that point to draw on?
Again, planning how he wants to deal with bogeys, how he wants to change his mindset. He can give attention to that last bogey, as he said, or he can carry that last performance, or he can let it go and he can shift his attention into what's the next shot. Now, that does sound simplistic, and it's not simplistic. It does take that practice to say, I can't control that shot now. It's no bother to me. But now, instead of seeing, I want to do well in the next shot, he could change his mind to say, I'm going to show just how mentally tough I am by focusing on this shot. So now we're looking at it as an opportunity for him to show his grit. Right. And then we start looking at those qualities. We increase our focus, we increase our positivity, and we're looking to do it. But as I think I mentioned, having Harry, who knows him well, as a structure, a sounding board, but an emotional support to say, would you calm down? Or, hey, listen, this isn't life or death. This is an opportunity for you to go and show off. So all the planning with Rotella, with Harry Diamond, and if we look at psychology across the thing, as much as we will work with individual athletes, working within a team creates more messages for that athlete than purely one-to-one with the athlete. And the coach or coaches or caddies and parents are so key to the thinking of all of us.
My God, the qualifications for a caddy these days must be PhD in psychology as a minimum. Stephen, thank you very much.
We're not taking ourselves too seriously.
Stephen, thank you very much for joining us. It was already fascinating, but knowing what was going on inside his mind makes it even more so. Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Stephen McIver there, sports psychologist and lecturer in TUD.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.